A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Where KSL offers Utah deeper insights on the news.
Host Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason
and elevates the conversation on issues crucial to our community.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Even though gas prices are coming down, that's a good thing. They're still taking a huge chunk out of everybody's wallet from here in the state of Utah and across the country. And that's why, of course, rolling into a midterm election cycle, that many politicians are still kind of tripping all over themselves, trying to propose some sort of gas tax holiday to help consumers and most likely their political careers. The question, the real question, is are gas tax holidays a good idea, a good political idea, or are they a bad idea? And to help us break that down, we're going to our inside source, Jay Evenson from the Deseret News. And Jay, you've followed this extensively. You've written about this. What do we really know about this whole idea of it sounds great. It sounds, you know, it sounds like sunshine and lollipops and the unicorns are on their way in. Are gas tax holidays really the answer?
One word, no, not at all. Yeah, I thought I'd put this in a little perspective, because when gas prices are going up, then politicians are panicking, and they need to do something about it, right? And they need to show people that they're doing something about it. And so that's when this idea of a gas tax holiday usually comes up. And in fact, President Biden was suggesting, I think it was the end of June, early July, he wanted to do a federal gas tax holiday. And the federal tax is about 18 cents per gallon. That never went anywhere. And I was looking into why didn't that go anywhere? Well, the Democrats in Congress didn't want to pick that up. And you look at the timing of it, and a 3-month tax holiday would end right about the middle of election season in September, October. And then gas prices would go back up again by 18 cents, and that wouldn't look very good. To kind of help put this in perspective, the Tax Foundation, which is a research group, nonpartisan research group in Washington, came up with a study that looked at more broadly sales tax holidays and said, you know, they really don't work. And there are 17 states that use sales tax holidays, and they aren't all gas taxes, and some of them are for clothing or for back to school supplies or that type of thing. And they found that, you know, they really don't promote economic growth. And the interesting thing, Boyd, is that, you know, we're in an economy right now where we have a supply problem. We don't have a demand problem. If you were to lower the price of gasoline, that would increase the demand for gasoline and would probably lead to inflation. And you'd probably see the prices go right back up to where they were before you took off the gas tax. So they're really an inefficient way to try to bring relief to consumers.
Yeah, one of the things that you noted in your piece, and we'll put this up at Deseret.com, was this idea that sales tax holidays really put in this distortion into the economy that often could be counterproductive, as you said, both in terms of inflation and just prices in general.
Well, they pick winners and losers. So it's government saying this particular industry or this particular thing needs to be cheaper, and we're going to make it so. And that's a distortion in the economy. And again, like I said, it's a temporary thing. And what it really is, Boyd, is an admission that the tax structure is inefficient and uncompetitive. Mm-hmm. And that we probably ought to be looking at solving that problem instead of trying to do gimmicks like gas tax holidays. So Utah and a lot of other states rely primarily on gas taxes to fix the roads and build highways. But that's becoming a really inefficient way to do it, because so many more people are buying hybrid cars, they're buying more fuel-efficient cars, or they're buying electric vehicles. And if you have one of those, you're not paying gas taxes. What we need to do is to reform the whole system so that we have a better way of collecting revenue, whether that is from a mileage, a tax on how many miles you drive, or more aggressive variable tolling on major highways. But if the gas tax isn't working, we need to find something else.
Yeah, and it's just such a good bumper sticker slogan rolling into an election season. It always reminds me that most politicians and elected officials, that they have this echo in their head of their parents when they were a child, saying, "Don't stand there, do something." And I really wish they would listen to the opposite and don't do something, stand there. And sometimes that might actually be the better solution.
The best thing to do is to just get out of the way. But this is such a volatile political issue, because when the prices are going down, politicians like to take credit. Oh, yeah, we've reduced, I've done this or that and reduced the price of gas. But when they're going up, then it's always the opponent's fault, right? And you don't want to be caught in an upward spiral in the middle of an election season if you're the incumbent. And so you feel like you have to do something, and you can predict it. I knew when the prices went up that this would happen. And we've had people in the Utah legislature talk about imposing a gas tax holiday. It would be the wrong thing to do, and it would be gimmicky, and it wouldn't be giving us the permanent kind of relief that we need.
Yeah, and let's dig into that for just a second. You mentioned a couple of things, whether it's mileage or tolls. What are some of the other things that governments rightly should be thinking about as we try to address the issue, especially as it relates to to roads, bridges? We've talked a lot about infrastructure over the course of the last year. What is it that they should be looking at rather than just one more, hey, let's try the gas tax holiday bumper sticker?
Yeah, and I have to give Utah lawmakers some credit here, because we do have a pilot project in Utah for electric vehicles where you can be charged per mile. I can't remember all the details of it, but it costs more to register an electric vehicle in Utah than a gas vehicle, and that's to make up some of that difference. But if you enroll in this mileage tax plan, then that counts toward your extra registration fees. And so it's a pilot program right now. The problem with that is a lot of people say, well, this you're going to have a transponder in your vehicle tracking your mileage, and that means the government will know where you are at all times and where you're going and what you're doing. And there's a real conspiracy kind of angle to that has to be addressed. I'm really a fan of the variable tolls on our highways. Only, I have to, as a caveat, only if we do away with the gas tax, if we're going to do this. We can't have gas tax plus the variable tolls. But we have these right now in the HOV lanes on the major freeways. But if you expand that to all lanes, you're going to see people changing some of their driving habits. And so if it costs more to drive the freeway at peak hours and you have the ability to change when you go, you're going to choose to go at an off-peak time. That's going to be good for the environment and for air pollution. And if you're low income and maybe you can't afford to pay that toll, well, you could take surface roads to get where you're going. Just plan ahead a little bit more and you can skip it entirely. And I think this is a much more efficient way to deal with this, and in a way that helps the environment and doesn't punish poor people.
Yeah, fantastic, Jay. Even sent from the Deseret News, always helping us get down to the brass tacks. And is the tax really the thing, or is the tax holiday the thing? Jay, thanks for helping us break it down when it comes to the gas tax holiday. We'll try to keep it solely as a bumper sticker. I think there are, as you said, much better solutions out there to be had if we're willing to engage in that kind of higher level debate. Jay, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Boyd.
All right, we'll step aside for one last commercial break. We'll come back. Final thoughts on a Monday here on KSL News Radio. Stick around.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.